the Bible that these times that we're in would come before he would come back. Nation against nation, brother against brother, and that we have all of that coming on. We're going to read some scriptures in the Bible, a few scriptures, and I was just thinking we need to try to get to our lost people. You work with lost people, you meet up with lost people. You don't have to preach a message to them. You just talk to them and invite them to come to church. Two or three words sometimes does more than a whole bunch. And we find that they'll do anything to keep coming to church, but you need to let them know that you come to church and invite them to come. That's our job. That's what God expects us to do. And we don't see too many people saved today. Why? Because we as God's people, we don't have the burden that we should have. Amen. He said without a vision, we don't have the vision that we should have. People perishes. So this is what we're seeing. Sin after sin. Our nation is wrapped up and the world is wrapped up in sin. And they will go after ungodliness before they'll go after righteousness. Amen. They'll fill the church house full if you make them feel good in sin. Yeah. That's a proven fact. If you just trim around the corners and don't get really right into the word and tell them what God's word says, they'll fill the church house full. You make them feel good, make them think they're doing good, and they're doing what's right, and they'll just keep coming. Amen. And they'll have to make the church house bigger. But they're getting no gospel preached out of the pulpit. Without the gospel, you got nothing. Jesus is coming back, and why? He's coming shortly. Now, a lot of people's got a lot of different ideas about the coming of the Lord. I'm going to speak some of them tonight, what the Bible says that he says. The Lord's word is not wrong. You see, he told the Pharisees one time back there when they was when he come and he left the word, he said, I am the word. That's right. Behold, I come in the volume of the book. Yes. Right. Now, they was taking his word that he had give them, and they was twisting it around to suit what they wanted to do, and they could feel good in what they was doing, how they was doing it. That's what they was doing. You know what Jesus told them? He said, you twist and wrestle the scripture to none effect. Has no effect on you because you twisted it around too much. This is what's going on today. People is taking the scripture of God and twisting it to make it say what they believe. Amen. And it's going to take them to hell. Amen. Who am I to take this word and twist it? Right. Who am I to take this word and say God didn't do it right? Amen. We're not as smart as God. No. Never will be. Bible says when a man thinks he knows something, he knows nothing. I used to tell out of the pulpit when I pastored, I said, a man thinks he knows something, the Bible says he knows nothing, and you put up on the head of a pin what he knows and have a lot of room left. You see what I'm saying? We know nothing without the Lord. I can't even preach this word without the Lord. Amen. I can't even understand it without the Lord. He's coming. If God give you a job to do, you better get on it. Because you're going to miss it. Wouldn't it be sad to meet God and God called you to do something? And you sat there and didn't do it? And you went out to meet the Lord and He might say to you, hey, I called you to do something, you didn't do it. How would you feel you'd feel pretty bad. Amen. You just have to drop your head and start weeping. Because you didn't do what I asked you to do.
Yes.
But you're saved, come on in, and I'm going to wipe those tears that's falling.
That's right.
And you come on in. Right. You see, folks, God give us all a job to do. Some He give them the talent to sing. I never did have that. I've often wondered, and I've even asked God, why you didn't give me a talent to sing? My brothers and sisters sing, they play instruments. I could do none of that.
Bless
him. I've never got an answer to that. He just didn't want me to, I guess.
Bless
him. So I just quit worrying about it.
Yeah.
People say, do you sing? Nope. I don't sing. I couldn't sing a lick. I sung one time for my wife, I believe it was on her birthday, and recorded it and left it at the house so she could play it while I was going to work. And she still laughs about that. You see, folks, you got to do what God wants you to do. If He wants you to sing, sing. If He wants you to preach, preach. If He wants you to sit on a seat and pray for everybody that's working, then you do that. And God will bless you. You see, the Lord, well, He's coming, and He's not going to come and prove anything. We got so many ways in the world today that the Lord's going to come back. Hey, you write it down in the book, and you couldn't, one book wouldn't hold it.
Yeah.
How the Lord's come back. I'm going to tell you tonight what God said He was going to do.
Bless
how
you.
He said He was going to come back.
Bless
He's coming with a shout of the angel on a cloud of glory to get His people. Now we want you to notice how you know that we are in the end time. We're closer than we might realize.
I believe
we are. I believe we're right on the doorstep of God telling that son, that's sitting beside of Him. And Jesus said, no man knows the day nor the hour. Not even the Son knows when the end's going to come. But He's sitting there with the Father. When the Father looks over at Him and says, Son, it's time to go get Him. He'll come and get His people and execute judgment. He's not coming to play around. He's not coming to walk up and down the streets of Jerusalem. He's not coming to run up and down in New York. He's coming to get His people and execute judgment. When the trump of God sounds, if you're not saved, you can hang it up. You're not going to get saved.
That's right. Amen.
You're going to get saved, better get it now.
Amen.
He said there are many to save me in that day. I want you to listen to this. Then I'll read scripture. I want you to listen to what He said in the book of Matthew. He said, many will say to me that day, Lord, we have taught in thy streets. In other words, what they're doing, we have taught this word amongst the people, in the streets, in the church. We have done many wonderful works. We've even cast out devils in your name. Lord, what have we done? What have we missed? He said, I will look at them. Tell them, depart from me, I never knew you.
Yeah.
Amen.
Good works not going to get you there.
Amen.
You can do all the good works you want to, and you'll never make it to heaven.
That's right. Bless them.
You can stay on that altar from now to when Christ comes back. If you never repent and believe in your heart, you're going to hell.
Amen.
Simple,
Amen.
Folks. People's got to know the truth.
Amen.
Church membership don't get it.
No.
Being good to your neighbor don't get it.
Amen.
And helping the poor don't get it.
That's right.
And all that's good. Jesus tells us that except we repent, we should all likewise perish. You say, preacher, what have I got to repent of? Just like all of us.
Yes. Sin. That's right.
turning from sin to the Lord.
Amen.
And he said, the very minute you believe in me, in my name,
yeah,
I'll be found with you.
Yes,
right. The very minute you believe it in your heart, I'll come in.
Amen.
Right. Yep.
I remember one time I was 18 years old. I come up here, and my dad passed away in June of that year. And I told my mother, I said, I'm going to stay home, help you get the crops in. Because I was the oldest one at home. When we got them all in, I come north to get a job. I caught a Greyhound bus one Friday night to go back home. And I rode that Greyhound bus back to Macquarie County, little old town called Whitley City. It got there about 10 o'clock at night or something like that. And I stepped off the train. There was off the bus on the corner there where they stopped. There's a man standing there.
Bless.
I stepped off that bus, and he said, Neil. That's what everybody called me, Neil. He said, I'm praying for you. Just walked away.
Bless.
I just looked at him. He went on. That never did leave my mind. That one word never left my mind. That's all the man said. And turned and walked away. So you see, a few words made me more than many words.
Bless him.
Turn your Bibles over to the 24th chapter of the book of Matthew. Starting at the first verse, it says, and Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to shew him the building of the temple. Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. As he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Ye shall hear wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences, earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrow. They shall deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because of iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Thank you for standing for the reading of God's word. Now we want you to notice that Jesus told us what would happen before his coming. Now on over in the book of Matthew, if you go over in the further in the 24th verse, he said in the 23rd verse of the 24th, it says, then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. In another scripture, in the book of Matthew, he says this. He said, though they come to you and say that I'm in the desert, don't go after it. If they say I'm in the secret chamber, don't believe it. You see, folks, here's what he said. I'm not going back to Jerusalem because that's a desert.
Yeah.
Jerusalem is in a desert.
Bless.
If you don't know that, you should study. It's in a desert. Jerusalem is.
Bless.
He said, I'm not coming back to the desert.
That's right.
They say I'm in the desert. Don't go ahead.
Right.
I'm not coming back to the secret chamber. What is the secret chamber? That's a phone in a room. for the secret chamber. He said, if they tell you I'm in the secret chamber, don't believe it.
That's right.
So what am I supposed to believe? All these so-called fellas is standing in the pulpit and they're preaching that Jesus is coming back to prove what he is. Brother, listen, let me tell you, he's already proved what he was. He's proved to you and I that he is the Son of God, that he died for our sins. He's a risen Savior. He don't have to prove anything. When he rose from the tomb, the disciples were there, and they was looking at him. I believe it was Thomas. And they wanted, some of them wanted to touch him. He said, don't touch me. I'm not yet ascended back to the Father to be glorified yet. 40 days later, I believe it was, by mistake, he ascended back to the Father. God glorified him, and he come back, and he stood in front of Thomas. He said, Thomas, he said, look at my nail scars in my hand and the pierced your hand in my side.
Yeah, bless
him. And it's me, doubting Thomas.
Yep.
Huh? Yep. So he went back and was glorified, and he come back. He said, here I am. Why wouldn't he have the nail scars when I get there? Why wouldn't he have them pierced side when I get there? He had it after he glorified and he ascended back to the Father. He's sitting on the throne beside the Father.
Amen. Amen.
You see, folks, a lot of times people get things misunderstood. Just like I read on evolution and creation. This blowed my mind the other day. The Christian Science, they called it Christian Science, and evolution. We know what evolution is. They have come together and to agree that part of the creation is from Adam and Eve. Part of the creation.
Yeah.
But the other part is evolution.
Yeah.
How ungodly could that be?
That's right.
Christian Science has agreed with the science of evolution. That's the creation.
Well,
folks, you don't understand, and people don't pay enough attention to what's going on in our world and the teaching they're teaching our children in school.
Amen.
If Jesus prolongs his coming much longer, there's going to be a generation that will not believe this holy word of God.
That's right. Bless the Lord.
Simple. We're at that time. We're headed that way. It's not going to get no better. God tells us to stand firm. Don't move. Don't be afraid. I'm with you. Well, the old prophet one time was talking to God in the Bible, and it comes to my mind when that sister was saying that he told that old prophet, he said, look at the mountain. And he seen a God skipping over top them mountains from one to the other. God went skipping across it, and he seen him. And God knowed what he was doing. Killed that old prophet.
Yeah.
I'm real.
Amen.
He went skipping across the top of the mountain.
Amen.
So you see, God, he don't have to prove that he's real.
Amen.
I just asked him to give me enough strength to stand in a wicked world.
Amen.
And tell the truth.
Bless him.
He's dependent on us.
Amen.
Preachers, teachers, and church members to stand for the truth. Not be dismayed. He's not coming to Jerusalem. I heard a preacher one time preach, and it dumbfounded me. I'm telling you, I never heard nothing like it. He preached that the Lord's coming back to Jerusalem. He's coming back and build an altar. He's going to kill a sheep and lay it on the altar. And he's going to cook it and have a sacrifice and look at the Jews and say, now, this is me. coming back over there. He's coming on a cloud of glory. Amen. He'll never set foot upon this earth again.
Amen.
Read the Bible. If I'm walking when he comes, the trump of God sound, this flesh is going to drop to the earth. I'm going to get a new body.
Amen.
I'm going to rise up to me.
Amen.
If I'm in the grave, the grave's going to bust open, and I'm going to come forth.
Amen.
Be with the Lord. How much better could that be?
Bless.
He don't have to come on down here and say, look, it's me. I know it's him.
Amen.
Hey, I've not even met him yet in person.
Yeah.
I've just touched him in the spirit.
Yeah. That's right.
But he's touched me enough in the Holy Ghost that I know he's real.
Amen.
You know what us Baptists need to do? We need to get some Pentecost in us.
Amen.
That we could shout the praises
Amen.
Of the living God.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless you.
Amen.
We wouldn't sit around like a knot on a log. We'd be praising and jumping up and praising, giving God the praise and honor and exalting his name.
Bless
you.
You say, preacher, I can't be a Pentecost. You ought to have been on Pentecost day. You see, folks, we as Baptists, and I talk about Baptist by the way, because that's what I am.
Yeah.
We as Baptists has let the Spirit die down.
That's right. Amen.
We come in, we just want to go to church. We want the preacher to be real short so we get on back home.
Yeah.
Preach over 15 minutes and he preached a long time.
Yeah.
We want to get home. What if our forefathers done it that way?
Yeah.
You and I may not be sitting here.
Amen.
They didn't go to church and set a time. They went to church to exalt God.
Amen.
And to pray for the lost.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. I can remember the church house would be full. We had no air conditioning back in my day.
Yes.
When I was growing up. No air conditioning. They raised all the windows of the church.
Yeah.
And the people began to sing. Preachers began to preach.
Yeah.
People began to shout.
Yes.
And the lost people standing on the outside, listen, it coming through the window.
That's right.
What happened? Well, there's a lot of them come in through the door. When they give invitations, they come to an altar.
Yeah, that's right.
And pray. They wasn't afraid of what somebody might hear of.
Amen.
They was interested in God's in people being saved.
Right. Yeah.
We've lost that concern. Maybe not all together, but we've lost a lot.
Amen. That's right.
You say, preacher, I'm not. Well, how long has it been since you invited somebody to come to church?
That's right.
How long has it been since you prayed for the lost people that God would touch them and they would come to church?
Amen.
That's all you got to ask yourself.
Yeah.
And just be honest with yourself and you'll get the answer. Jesus, when he comes, he not come back to save.
That's right.
Not at all. He come back to you what he does.
Yep.
The rock that Brother Roger talked about this morning, that same rock, he's going to come back on the cloud of glory.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's right. Amen.
And we're going to rise up to him. You say, preacher, what happened to those folks under the law? We're not under the law.
Right.
Christ fulfilled the law. He said in the book of Matthew, I believe it was, he said on these two commandments, love the Lord thy God with all thy soul, strength, and mind, love thy neighbor as thyself, on these two hangs all the law and the prophets.
Amen.
So what do you do? If you do all, if you do both of them, you fulfill the law that he fulfilled on the cross. You'll still be obeying the commandments. You do those two. Love your neighbor. How many has got love enough for the neighbor to encourage them to come to church with them?
Yeah.
Huh? You see, we're going to have to get that vision back. We're going to have to see a vision in our mind that our people's lost are going to hell.
Yeah, that's right.
And we're going to have to understand the only hope for them is get them on the altar.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can sing all you want to.
Yeah.
And you can read this book all that you want to.
Yeah.
But if you never repent of your sin, God never touches your heart and tells you to come unto me. All you laden, heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Yeah.
When God calls you, as the preacher said this morning, you better move.
Yes.
Because I'm not always striving, man.
Yeah, right.
Whatever he does it in love.
Amen.
He don't have to prove he loved me.
No.
He did on the cross.
Amen.
That always fascinates me. No greater love hath any man than he that laid down his life for his friend. What did he say? You are my friend.
Yeah, that's right.
I was his friend.
Yeah.
Before I was ever saved.
Yeah.
Amen.
He died for me.
Yeah.
He was my friend before I was ever his friend.
Yeah, that's right.
You see, folks, people get misunderstood, and they're being misled.
Yeah.
What we eat, the old folks back home when I was growing up, like a kid, and Brother Roger's not as old as I am, but he sometimes he says he's old. Wait till he gets my age, he'll be old. Look, folks, the old folks back home say, show me your company, I'll show you what you are.
Yeah.
Some of them say, you're what you eat.
Yeah.
You're what you eat. Well, I listened to that and I thought, what do they mean by that? You're what you eat.
Yeah.
Then later years, I begin to understand that. The Lord tells us seed of Him.
Yes.
Amen.
Spiritually. This body was taken from the dust of the earth. And it can't go to heaven. God don't want it.
That's right.
We're going to use it till we leave here.
Yeah.
Then the soul's going.
Yeah.
Then we're going to get a new body.
Yeah.
But while we're here, God made this body from the dust of the earth. What do we have to eat to sustain this body? We have to eat the vegetables and stuff that's grown from the earth.
That's right.
To sustain this body. Vitamins, minerals, and all this stuff that we need, it grows right out of the earth. That's why the Native American called it Mother Earth.
Yeah.
Because it grows food for them.
Yes.
And that's why we eat from the earth, because of this body.
Yeah.
That's right.
And if we don't eat the right stuff and stay on the milk, if our mother keeps us on the milk, we'll never grow up.
That's right.
Yeah. Blessing.
Stay weak. What did the Lord say about His word? He said, those that stay on the milk, they're not strong.
That's right.
If offer anything.
That's right.
Yeah. See, you got to eat meat. You start out with milk.
Yeah.
When I was born, I started out drinking milk. And I drank milk for so long, so many days, so months, whatever. And then after a while, they began to give me some solid food, some meat, biscuits, gravy, all this stuff. Sawmill gravy. Boy, that's good.
Yeah.
We begin to eat that. You begin to gain strength.
That's right.
Huh? Amen. You begin to get stronger. You begin to grow.
That's right.
You didn't go back to the milk.
No.
You might have drank a glass of milk now and then, but you didn't just live on milk.
That's right.
Because you did, the Bible says, you're unskillful.
Yeah. That's right.
You can't do nothing. You don't have no skills.
No strength.
Because you can't think straight. You got no strength. So we got to have all this stuff, because where did the animals get their food? They got it right out of the earth. We eat them, and that's getting food right out of the earth in the form of meat.
That's the way God set it up. He told Adam and Eve. He said, Adam, he said, you can eat all the trees in the garden. And if you study, and if I'm right, about, if they're right about the study, they had bean trees back then in the garden. They called trees that grow beans. I don't know what kind of beans it was, but they said it was beans. I guess Adam and them eat. And soon as Eve had one tree in the midst of the garden that really looked good. Sin always looks good. It looks better than anything else.
Yeah.
Sin does.
Yeah.
And it looks so good to that woman. She looked at it. The devil told her, he lied to her right there. He said, if you eat this, he said, thou shalt have wisdom and you shall become as gods. You're going to be like a god if you eat of it. Or she rests that night. Begin to eat it. He hear old Adam said, Adam said, this is pretty good. He, the Bible didn't say it was pretty good. She could have that.
Yeah. She convinced him.
Adam eat of it. When they did, shame come upon them.
That's right.
They didn't know sin before. They didn't even know they was naked.
That's right.
Because they know no sin.
Yeah, that's right.
And they run and got some fig leaves. Fig leaves, pretty good sized leaf. They got them, began to snap them around them to cover their nakedness. They went down there in the swamp where the fig leaves was, and they began to break them off and cover their nakedness. And God come walking in the cool of the day.
Amen.
I just imagine.
Amen.
When God come walking, Adam had to hear him.
Yeah.
He said, Adam, where are you? He just kept walking. Oh, Adam, where art thou? What have you done, Adam?
Yeah.
Had you broke my commandments, you eat of the tree. God knows where it was.
Yes. Right.
He wanted Adam to answer you.
That's right. Amen.
God knows where you and I are.
Yes.
He knows where we was in sin. All he wants to do us to answer him.
Amen.
When he calls.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord, I'm coming.
Amen.
I appreciate you.
Amen.
Dying for me.
Yeah, right.
We got to believe it.
Amen.
Without any doubt at all on Jesus from my heart.
Yeah.
Because he said the very minute that you believe from your heart,
yeah,
I'll be found with you.
Yes.
Amen.
That's what it takes, folks. It's so simple. You get saved, you know who makes it hard? We do.
Yeah.
We're the one that makes it hard. God made it so simple, though a child would understand it.
Yeah.
Now, anything that simple that little child back there could understand, and we ain't saying we don't understand it, we're just trying to run around the mulberry bush.
Right.
Because God knows better.
Amen.
Well, I'm going to meet God someday.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to go in with my head hung high.
That's right.
You may not believe this, but I believe it. We fail God.
Amen.
In our time.
That's right.
When I go to meet him, I'm not going to walk in with my head hung high and feel like a king.
No, right.
I'll go in with my head hung low.
Yeah, that's right.
I know.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yes.
Don't deserve.
I messed up.
Yes.
I disobeyed him. He said, if there be any tears when you get here, he said, I'll just wipe them away.
That's right.
I may be weeping because I failed. But because that I've repented and been born again, he'll wipe those tears. Say, come on in.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Yeah.
If you're going to heaven, I'm going to be there with you.
Yeah.
Amen.
There's some folks in this world that didn't like me. And never will.
Bless
you. Some don't like the way I preach. Some don't like what I preach. But I got news for them. If they go to heaven, they're going to be there with me.
Amen.
I'd hate to be there with somebody that didn't like when you. May not agree on everything, but that should not kill love.
Amen.
Huh? When we get mad because people don't agree with us, we need to get on our knees and repent.
Amen.
Now there's some things in this world that will tear families apart and tear friendship up. We know that. We don't need to mess with that. Because God telling us to unite and draw one another together. When I was pastor over Riverside, I was on the radio every week. It's been about 20 years ago, something like that. I got a letter from a woman up north part of Ohio. She said she was the president of the northern part of the religious organization in the state of Ohio.
Yeah.
She wrote me a letter. And I've been preaching on the radio now. I preach the word of God. I don't care where I'm at.
That's right. Yeah.
The Lord's coming back, and he's not going to play around. He's not going to set up no kingdom. He already has.
Right. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Yeah.
There was a man walking with Jesus one time, and he was a Jew. You'll find it recorded, I believe, in the book of Matthew or Luke. And they was walking down the street, him and Jesus. He said, Lord, when's your kingdom going to come? He said, my kingdom cometh not with observation, but is within the heart of men. He said, Lord, who's a Jew? He said, he that's a Jew, inwardly, that is a Jew. He that's been born again is a Jew. That's what he told me. The Jew over there, I respect them because that's where Jesus was and he was crucified.
That's right.
Judea and Jerusalem, the Bethlehem. He was born. I respect that.
That's right.
But God's not coming back to show any partiality. It's them to repent or they're going to hell.
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
This is what the Bible teaches. And people think that he is. He ain't. They still go for the rabbis.
Yeah.
If they know the Lord, they throw the rabbis out.
Yeah. Right.
You see, Jesus is not coming to a secret chamber.
No.
And that's what a phone is.
Yeah.
He said that in the Bible. What did he want me to believe? He won't even believe what some man tells me. That I will wake up some morning, turn on the news, and Jesus is in Jerusalem.
No.
He said, don't go after him.
That's right.
What am I supposed to do? Believe it?
No.
Or get my coat on, and I'm going over and see. Don't waste your time.
That's right.
I ain't going to be there.
That's right.
This is what he tells us. He told us how he's going to come. Why can't we stick with that word? How he's going to come.
Amen.
I come the first time without sin unto salvation. I took sin upon my shoulder, your sin of the whole world, and took them to the cross. And nailed them to the cross, laid my life down, went to the tomb, and the third day. You know what the disciples tried to do? Or the chief priest and those priests back in that day tried to do. Mary Magdalene was the one that told them, said, he's risen. They come out to the grave. They said, he's not here. They rolled the stone back. He wasn't there.
That's right.
Mary Magdalene told him he rose. They couldn't believe it. Why? Because they didn't believe he was the Christ. Because they believed in their teaching.
Amen.
Their teaching caused them a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Amen.
And that is still doing that today.
Yeah.
Okay. Pope of Rome is causing a lot of people trouble.
Yeah, that's right, amen.
Because he's dragging them right down to hell.
Yeah, that's right.
You can't be a priest no more. God don't recognize a priest anymore.
Flesh of flesh.
A man. Jesus said, I've become the high priest.
Amen. 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 Amen.
And you shall become kings and priests unto God.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've been born again as kings and priests unto Him. Because a priest is under the high priest.
Yeah. That's
right. Yeah.
And if the priest is right today that they go in and teach in the synagogue, they're under the Pope.
Yes, right.
He's the high priest in their organization. Don't get it. Because they don't believe being born again. They believe all you have to do is confess your sin. No man can forgive you your sin.
That's right.
You've got to confess it to Jesus.
Amen.
I know we're living in a world where people want to believe something different, and they think they're going to get in. You know what the Lord said in my closing remarks? I wanted to say this again. The Lord is not coming back to set up anything. He's coming back to get what He set up.
That's right.
He said, if my kingdom had been in this world, He said, my disciples would have fought for it. They'd have fought for it if it had been in this world. He said, it's not in this world. If we're in Christ Jesus, we're in the world, but we're not of the world.
Amen.
And we should shun the things of the world. We can walk with them. We can talk with them. We can eat with them. But don't do what they do.
That's right.
Let them know that you're different.
Yeah.
Let them know that you believe in a saving God.
Yeah.
Some people, they're ashamed of that. You've come to the place where you're ashamed. Tell your friend that's lost, or the people you work with, that you're ashamed to tell them that Jesus is the Christ. You need to repent, be born again. You've got a problem.
Right.
You got a problem. I heard one man at work. He used to come over and talk to me all the time. I'd be sitting there reading my Bible on break and on lunch. He come over and he sat down and talked to me. He said, Neil. He said, I'm a Christian Science. I said, are you?
Yeah.
I said, well, I'm a born-again Christian, child of God. I've been born again.
Yeah.
Looked at me. Never said that. He said, well, here's what we believe. I said, what do you believe? You just tell me. I'm willing to listen. And I never said another word. And I was listening to what that man said. He said, Neil, he said, when I die, he said, those birds are flying around in the air. My spirit is going to go in those birds. I'm going to be flying around. Looking at my ancestors. That's what he told me. I looked at him. I thought, is he serious?
Yeah.
And I just looked at him and listened. He kept on talking. I finally said, sir, do you really believe that? He said, yeah. I said, somebody misled you. I said, you're not going to be flying around in a bird. If you're not saved, you're going to be in hell. Until the Lord comes back. Then He's going to cast you in the lake of fire.
Yeah.
Oh, we don't believe that. I said, you don't? Well, get ready, because that's where you're going to be.
That's right.
Yeah. You see, people's got funny beliefs, but you've got to be willing to tell them what the truth is.
That's right.
That's what some of the American, Native American Indians believe in this country. Some of them still believe it. That the eagle's flying around, and their spirit, them to die, their spirit's going to enter that eagle and watch it over their ancestors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of them still believe that. Some of them got out of that belief. But some of them still believe it. I
I know some preachers that was in it. Denny Crow for one. He passed on, had a heart attack, went to meet the Lord. There's different Indians that was preachers. I went to a church down in North Carolina. This pastor was an Indian. He got up, I wanted to see how he preached. I thought, I'm going to listen to this. He got up, it was all Indians. We were sitting there, they come around and shook hands, he had them all the prayer. He said, get a song ready, we're going to have all the prayer. I said, they come around and shake hands. The men come around, shake your hands, the women come around. What did the women do? They didn't look you in the eye. They looked down at the floor. Shake your hands. Look down at the floor. Shook your hand. It went on. They never looked you in the eye. I don't know why that is, but they didn't do it. But they went ahead and had an altar prayer. They sang Amazing Grace in Cherokee. And maybe you could tell it was Amazing Grace when they sang it. And hid in Cherokee. That old preacher got up. Boy, I was interested in this. I was wanting to hear him, see what he does. He got up and he started preaching. He read scripture. He started preaching. And he was preaching about heaven and hell. I thought, well, we got one that's preaching. He said, I've been preaching to these Indians for 50 years, trying to keep them out of hell. They won't pay no attention to me. That's right. I was glad you got it right. You tell them they're going to hell, and that's where they're going. If they don't repent.
That's right.
So you see, false religion won't get you in heaven.
That's right.
Out in Colorado, the Indians out there, they believe in a white buffalo.
Yeah.
Why? Every so many years, there's a white buffalo born. Not every year. I don't know why that is. When a white buffalo is born, all the Indians, chiefs and all from all the nations gather to that spot.
Yeah.
White buffalo. And they praise that white buffalo. You know why? Because it was a woman 2 years ago that died, and they called her the Buffalo Woman. You can read it in history, Buffalo Woman. She was like a medicine woman, buffalo. Every time a white buffalo is born, they say the Buffalo Woman has come back to see us.
Yeah.
Ain't that sad?
Yeah, that's right.
That is foolish. So you see, there's many doctrines in our world.
Right.
But God's depending on you and I to get the truth out.
That's right. Amen.
If we don't do it, nobody else is.
That's right.
Let me say one more time. Jesus is not coming to set up anything.
That's right.
He's coming to get what he set up.
Amen.
What did he set up, preacher? He set up a spiritual kingdom.
That's right.
When are we going to see the real kingdom? When we get to heaven.
Amen.
That's going to be a kingdom there.
Amen.
The new earth.
Yeah.
And the new heaven. Wherein dwelleth Christ. This earth and the heavens has passed away.
Yep.
Behold, I'll create a new heaven and earth. And we're going to be there. You're going to be there to be born again. I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
And that's why the Lord told us. One time, he said, love one another.
Yeah.
If you don't love your neighbor, you don't love God.
Amen.
That's why he said that.
Amen.
If you hate your neighbor, you hate God. Because
yeah.
You're not going to heaven hating your neighbor.
That's right.
You may not like me. You may not like how my looks. But you better not hate me.
Amen.
You better just pray for me.
Amen.
Because we're going to be there together.
Amen.
If you make it.
Amen.
Huh?
Yeah.
I told a person that one time, they sort of frowned in the face.
Yeah.
I said, it's going to happen if you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
They didn't like it. Some people don't like the truth.
Yeah.
And you'd be surprised how many church members don't like the truth.
That's right.
Falsehood is destroying our people.
Yeah.
The Bible said all liars
Now, I want you to listen to this. All liars. What does he call a liar? He said, lie not one to another. But there's people that is pathetic liars. They won't tell the truth about nothing. And they'll take the truth and twist it into a lie. They take a lie and twist it into the truth and make people believe. That's a pathetic lie. The Bible says all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire.
That's
it. I'm telling you what the Bible says. If you don't like that, talk to God about it. I didn't write it. He did. How do you know you got the real word, preacher? Because they didn't know the Bible like this.
Amen.
This is the only word of God that's different from all the other Bibles.
That's right.
1611, King James Version.
Amen.
You say, how do you know God got the right word to us? Don't you think God had enough power to get the right word over to us?
Amen. I believe that.
Huh? If I didn't believe that, I wouldn't believe that.
No.
You shall know them by my word.
Yeah.
So, folks, he's coming. If God called you to do something for him in this life, you better get busy. You better do it because time's running out.
Amen.
And you may be missing out on a lot of blessings because you just don't want to make the move.
Yes.
There was a woman one time, I told you a while ago, she wrote me a letter, sent me a letter. It stung me for a few minutes. She had a note in her. She said, Brother Neil, I'll listen to a broadcast. Said, if you keep preaching the way you do, you're going to jail. That's exactly what she said. You're going to jail.
Bless
you. And I kept reading it. Then I opened up the little white envelope she had, and there was $20 in there. She said, Brother Neil, I give you that $20 to put on your broadcast.
Keep preaching.
And she gave me a bunch of papers from the state of Ohio.
Yeah.
Laws. And I began to go through those laws, and she was right. All somebody had to do is complain of what I was preaching, and they'd come and arrest me.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
What was your preacher? I was telling people how they ought to live.
That's right.
I was telling people you can't be a lesbian and go to heaven.
That's right.
I was telling people that you can't marry the same sex and go to heaven.
That's right.
Don't work.
No.
God didn't create us to marry the same sex. That is about as most ungodly as you can get. And that's what I was preaching for about 3 weeks. I went through the Bible and got it all out. Lord said in the book of Romans, the first chapter, you go there, read it. Those that go against nature. Against nature. And that's what going against nature is. God created you to be a man, you're a man. Create you to be a woman, you're a woman.
Amen.
He didn't create you to change your gender, because if you do, that is as low in life as you can get.
That's right.
And he didn't give you a desire to be with another man or a woman with another woman. He gave me the desire to look at a woman, not a man. Man never did turn me on. You see, folks, this is God setting it up right, and man is trying to mess it up.
That's right.
You say, can gays and lesbians go to heaven? Yeah, they can. If they repent and believe on Jesus Christ from their heart, if they do, they'll get out of that lifestyle.
That's right.
They'll get out of it. They won't live in it anymore.
Yeah.
It's simple. This kind of stuff needs to be preached. There's churches that accept them. And remember,
right.
Had a guy ask me when I was pastor. He told me what he was. He said, preacher, would you let me be accept me as a member of your church? I said, no. He said, why? I said, because you need to be born again.
Right.
What you told me, you're not saved.
Yeah. Right.
He said, I couldn't join your church. I said, no. Not in the condition you're in. You get out of it. And get saved, and we'll be glad to have you.
Amen.
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 You see, you got to stand up.
Yeah.
Don't have no fear.
too many preachers got fear.
That's right.
They're afraid somebody's going to dislike them. Well, I got news for you. If that's on your brain, you better get it off, because it's going to keep on climbing.
Yeah.
That's right.
After a while, you're going to think nobody likes you.
Yeah, that's right.
And you're going to be so poor out of sin, it'd be hard for you to see righteousness again.
Yeah. That's right. Surely.
You see there? God saved us out of sin.
Yeah.
To walk in the newness of life with Him.
That's right.
Our flesh can't be holy here. Because it's condemned and sin. It's sinful and sin is condemned in it. It's the soul that God wanted.
Amen.
Amen.
He put the soul in there in the beginning.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's why we become flesh. I went to see a brother in the church a few years back in Norwood. He was sick, and I went up, George and I went to his apartment, and him and his wife, and we went to see him. See how he was doing. Have prayer with him. He had a guy that lived up above him. That guy come down and sat down in the living room. He sat there and listened for a few minutes. He said, "You a preacher?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "I got a question to ask you, brother." I said, "Shoot. If I know it, I'll answer it. If I don't, I'll tell you I don't, and I'll find time for somebody that does." He said, "You said that we was taken from the dust of the earth?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "That's what the book says. God created this body from the dust of the earth. He formed it. Then he breathed into the nostril and he become a living soul.
Yeah.
He become flesh, stood up, and this is what we are. When the soul goes out of the body, that's why it goes back to dust.
Because
there's no life in it."
Yeah, that's right.
He said, "Well, tell me something then. If that would be true," he said, "why is it that we can't grow flowers in this flesh?" I said, "Grow flowers in it?" I said, "You take the soul out of it and let it go back to the dust, you grow all the flowers you want to."
Yeah.
I said, "That's what makes it flesh."
The earth
is what? The soul. That's God to you. You see how people ask you questions? And you know what he said? He said, "Preacher, you've been the first one that gave me the answer." I said, "I'm just telling you what the Bible says." Now, whether he's telling me the truth or not, I don't know. I've never seen him again.
But I didn't tell you.
He said, "Pray for me." I said, "I'll do that."
Yeah.
"But you'll get saved."
Yeah.
So you see, people's got a lot of questions.
That's right.
And you've got to be prepared.
Amen.
Ask God to help you to give them the right answer.
Because
if you can't answer them, they're going to look at you that they know more than you do. Than you do.
Yeah.
That's
exactly what they're going to do. If I couldn't answer that man's question when he asked me, you know what had been in his mind? That man was a preacher and preached the gospel and told him that he knew the word of God, but he couldn't answer what I asked him. That would have been in his mind. He said, "Now why should I believe what he says?"
Yeah.
So you see, we've got to be careful. Listen closely and don't answer swiftly.
Yeah. Amen.
Sometimes the devil will try.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Sometimes the devil will see what you know and don't know.
Right.
And he works through people. The devil's spirit is in the hearts of people.
Yeah, that's right.
He's the prince and the power of this world and the prince of darkness.
Yeah.
His spirit is in this world.
Yeah. Right.
If we're not saved, you have the spirit of Satan
in
your soul. God washed it, sealed it up, made it clean, cleaned out the spirit, the evil spirit that was in it, and put his spirit in there and sealed it up.
Amen.
The
Amen.
Amen.
Satan couldn't get back in it if he tried to.
Amen.
He knows he can't.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what he does know, that he can mess with your mind enough to get you off of what God said.
That's right. Amen.
Because this mind is a carnal mind.
Yeah.
And the Bible says the carnal mind is enmity to God.
Yes.
In other words, in reverse of what God is.
Yeah,
the way we think in reverse what God does.
Yeah. That's right.
We wouldn't be able to think the way this word reads, couldn't understand this word can't depend on what we know. Satan dances every day on this brain.
Yeah.
He'll get up there and he'll raise up like a rat. Just tap, tiptoe around. And make you think things are going to be good. And he'll, if you don't watch him, he'll lead you farther and farther away.
Yeah. Right.
From what God said.
Yeah.
That's our enemy.
Yeah.
Man is not our enemy. Satan is our enemy.
Yeah.
And man that is what? Obeying Satan, they become our enemy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let me say one more time, I'm gonna quit.
Bless
Jesus coming back.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. Yeah.
Not to set up anything. He's coming back to get what he set up.
Right.
He said, my kingdom is not of this world. He told the Jew there walking with him down the street. He said, Lord, when's your kingdom going to come? When are you going to bring your kingdom down? He said, my kingdom comes not by observation. In other words, you're not going to be able to see it with light. But it's in the hearts of men.
Yes.
Who is a Jew? Because they teach back then all Jews was only one that knows Christ.
Yeah.
He said, you that's a Jew inwardly, that's a Jew. He that's a Jew outwardly is not a Jew.
That's right.
People can't swallow that.
Yeah.
You know that?
Yeah.
In other words, what he said, everybody's the same to me. No matter what nationality you are,
yeah.
I come to Israel. I was born in Bethlehem. I rose and died on the cross and rose and had a Savior. And I redeemed them that walked according to the law. I brought them out of the tomb.
Amen.
And they went back with me
yeah.
in heaven. And what are they doing up there? Now, a lot of people don't swallow this, and you may not. But listen. He said they're praying day and night. For who? We're in day and night, ain't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When Jesus comes back, night is stopped.
Yeah.
And it's eternal one day.
Yeah. Right.
They're praying up there day and night. Oh Lord, how long is it going to be before you take revenge on them that killed us and beheaded us for the commandments of God?
Yeah.
What did he say? Not until your fellow servants has been beheaded and killed as you were for the testimony of Jesus Christ. In other words, what's he saying? You that's here today, you may have to face a tough time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But be willing to lay your life down.
Yeah.
That's right.
For me.
That's
what he said.
Yeah.
They're with him. The grave busted open when he come out. Bible says men in the tomb busted open and they rose to meet him in the air. Went back to heaven. Again. Who was it? That was the children of Israel. The whole house of Israel. How could it have been the whole house of Israel when the Jews go back? The whole house of Israel back in that day was what? The 12 sons of Jacob. God called him, changed his name to Israel.
Yeah, that's right.
12 sons of Jacob had 12,000. That's 144,000.
Yeah.
We're going to meet him. When he comes back, we go to heaven, we'll meet him. They're praying day and night. My father passed away 61 years ago. He's not up there in heaven to pray.
No.
Where's he at? He's laying under the altar of God.
Yeah.
He's deceased and resting and ceased from his labor until the resurrection.
Yeah.
He's taking it easy.
Yeah.
Until the resurrection.
Yeah.
And then he's going to wake up, come back through the grave with a glorified body. So it's not them praying. So who is it? Like God said, it's the children of Israel. God didn't mean the whole nation, if you're studying the Bible, was going to be saved automatically.
No.
They got to repent like I do.
Yeah.
Amen.
They got to believe the way I believe.
That's right.
To go to heaven. Buddha's not going to get them married.
No.
The rabbi's not going to get them married.
That's right.
deceive folks, false teaching, he said, beware of false teaching.
Yeah.
Many come in my name saying, I am Christ, and deceive many.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you notice a false preacher, when he gets in the pulpit, what's the first thing he do? He praises Christ. He lifts the name of Christ up. And then he starts in.
Serves himself. Yeah.
On his rotten doctrine.
Yeah.
Doctrine to deceive people. So you see, it's not going to work. We've got a lot of work to do and a short time to do it in. This pastor's got a lot of work to do. Short time to do it in.
That's right.
But you've got to work with it.
Yeah.
You've got to pray with it.
Amen.
You've got to be concerned with it. About those. Lost to come in.
Yeah.
Encourage them to come in. I want you to come to church with them. I got something you want to hear.
Yeah.
Nobody ever invited me to church. I probably never went.
Mm-hmm.
That woman back there, I met her in the city of Norwood. Young man. And I finally got there and asked her out. You know what she said to me? It floored me. It really did. She said, if you go to church with me, I'll go out with you. I said, what? I never had a woman say that to me. And I had to go to church with her.
Yeah.
The rest of it's history. You see, folks, one word sometimes can change people's
lives. Yeah, amen.
Thank you for your prayers, for your kind attention. I wanted you to remember one more thing. Remember this, no matter what people may tell you, Jesus is coming to get you and to execute judgment upon this world.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's the only reason he's going to come back, because of me and you, and execute judgment.
Yeah.
That's it. Thank you, Brother Roger.
Bless you, Clarence.
Amen.
Sharon,
bless you.
I'm getting my cover. It's just warm to get me if I don't. What did I do with it?
I don't know.
Huh?
I put it in my pocket.
Oh, okay. A pocket.
Oh, when Georgia don't take care of him, I do. I appreciate Brother Clarence. Appreciate the message tonight. And this world is full of theories about the Lord coming back and everything that's going to take place. And it's hard to get many of them to align their stories even together as to their beliefs. Y'all remember a few months back, we talked about the different doctrines that there is about the end time. We talked about how that pre, post, and all millennialism, how that they disagree in the end time. The most important question or the statement about the end time is, are you ready? Are you ready if the Lord should call you home today? Or if he comes in the clouds tonight, are you ready? And then, I believe the second question is, as Brother Clarence has preached to us so wonderfully tonight, have we been trying to get our people in before it's too late? How many of you got lost loved ones tonight in the house? Lost co-workers and lost neighbors. You know, was it the young ruler tried to cross Jesus over and say, well, who is my neighbor? It's not necessarily the person that lives across the street from you. It's those that we come in contact with each and every day is our neighbor. Ron Ball's my neighbor. Jim is my neighbor. Clarence, I guess, lives other than me, he lives the furthest away, out in Bethel, right? Is that right, Bethel? He's my neighbor, and I live in Kentucky. Those that we come in contact with each and every day. Yes, and if I do, I call him. So tonight, are we concerned, so concerned about our loved ones that we take them to the Lord in prayer, but are we inviting them to come to be in the house of God? I've said this many times over the years. The singers can sing to a house full as well as they can to a handful. And the preacher can preach to a house full as well as to a handful. It's the same Spirit. It's the same God. But what it takes is us getting our lost people out. I'm not interested in taking members from another church. If God sends them here, I say amen. I am more interested in those that are lost and undone, getting them saved before it's too late. Would you stand with us tonight? And maybe there's someone that needs to step out tonight and say, I've not been as concerned as I should have been. And now, Lord, I apologize and help me to be concerned for my lost and dying loved ones and my neighbors while they sing this verse of a song. Anybody in the house tonight that would just step out and say, Lord, help me with my desire. Help me to be about my Father's business. Help me to get them in before it's too late. Because time is running out. Time is running out. Yes. Come on home tonight, would you? God's leading you. Take that step. Take that step. You know your heart. You know how God has spoke to you. Now follow Him. Yes. Oh, sinner, come home. Amen, amen. I appreciate Brother Clarence Neal and his message tonight, and I'm so thankful that he mentioned our forefathers that met in services, have to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Imagine no air conditioning. How many of you ever been to a church or attended a church had no heat? All you had was a potbelly stove. Amen. The church, Clarence says I'm not as old as him, and I'm not, but I feel like we're about the same age, if that makes sense. How many of us know that, remember the time that they took one cooler about this tall, and that was the ice water. Didn't have a spigot on it. They had a ladle that they had put down in there and put in a cup. And you know what? We all drink out of that same bucket. Y'all wouldn't do that today for nothing, would you? And moms would be telling the kids, now don't you be playing in that. But we sure had a time. If you think that wasn't bad enough, if you had to go to the bathroom, you had to go outside. Yeah. See, I may not be as old as you, but I'm as old as you. I've been there. I was raised in it. But God bless you. I love you tonight. Invite somebody to come out and be with us on Wednesday night at 6:30. Next Sunday morning, I left a message. Well, I called Ray, but it didn't even go to an answering machine. But I texted him. I hope he can receive text, and told him that we missed him. I was praying for him. So check up on our sick folk this week and make sure that they're doing okay. And remember Wednesday night at 6:30, next Sunday morning, Sunday school at 10 o'clock, church at 11 o'clock. And then we're looking forward to great things happening in the house of the Lord. Don't ever lose your vision. Stay in touch with seeing our people that are lost walking down the aisle and getting saved before it's everlasting too late. God bless you. Don't talk about the ball game. And get out of the way, because Jeff and Tara will run you over. They want to get home and see what happened. And Rob Cox, don't tell Rob Cox. If you know what happened, don't tell Rob. All right? God bless you. Have a great week and enjoy that 50 degrees. God bless you tonight.